The Obama administration has been put in a difficult situation by the recent events in Egypt. President Obama often talks about the need to protect free speech and human rights around the world. But as the violence in Egypt worsens, many in that country and here in the U.S. say the Obama administration isn't doing enough to bring an end to the conflict. Mr. Obama has canceled joint military exercises with Egypt, which was a largely symbolic move. He did not cut off the more than $1 billion in aid the U.S. gives to the Egyptian military every year. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on why U.S. policy toward Egypt seems so difficult to change.
On his first trip to the Middle East as president, in the same year he won the Nobel Peace Prize, Barack Obama spoke of a new approach.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
This past week, though, he was trying to explain to Egyptians why he's not cutting off aid to a military that was violently cracking down on Islamist protesters.
Given the depths of our partnership with Egypt, our national security interests in this pivotal part of the world, and our belief that engagement can support a transition back to a democratically elected civilian government, we've sustained our commitment to Egypt and its people.
To demonstrate his concern over the action of security forces, he canceled plans for joint military exercises next month. John Alterman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says there's not a lot the U.S. can do instantly, but he does see changes in this relationship.
We have been working for 30 years to broaden, deepen, and strengthen our cooperation with Egypt. And now we're moving to make that narrower. But it takes time.
Time to decide what's essential, he says, adding that counterterrorism cooperation, regional security, and Israel are all key factors.
The United States has played a vital role lubricating the Egyptian-Israeli relationship, which has led up to being a huge boon to Israeli security. And if you don't have as close a U.S.-Egyptian relationship, that is going to have definite visible effects on the Egyptian-Israeli border.
Other analysts say it's time now to completely rethink U.S. policy on Egypt. Michelle Dunn, who runs the Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council, says Obama's failure to suspend aid undercuts U.S. credibility and could come back to haunt the U.S.
What's happening now in Egypt, the crackdown on Islamists, the widespread bloodshed, and what has happened in Syria is going to build the new jihadist narrative of betrayal by the West, that the United States failed to come to the assistance of the Syrian people in a timely and effective fashion, and that it failed to not only act effectively, but even to withdraw assistance from the Egyptian military when it cracked down on Islamists inside of Egypt.
And against this backdrop, Dunn says the president's speeches about democracy and human rights ring hollow. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki spent much of the last week trying to fend off criticism of the administration's approach. AP diplomatic correspondent Matt Lee pressed her on how effective she thinks U.S. policy has been.
Is the administration confident that the steps, that the policy that you have pursued thus far in Egypt and also in Syria are worthy of a president who not so long ago won the Nobel Peace Prize?
Yes, Matt.
But she also acknowledged that no one thinks that simply canceling military exercises with Egypt will change the situation on the ground. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.